Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hoop. Hoop, Hope. You got your hoops on today. Hopes, hoops, hopes.
Nope.
It's okay to blame the Bowphonics, Bo.
It is Bowphonics. The rain is throwing me off.
Is it?
Monday, we had such a good show with the sun out. Today, the rain, I can't even talk. It is Bowphonics. I apologize. It is 7:28, and you're downsized. You're getting ready to move. When I moved out here, we found some unusual things. Celeste and I started downsizing. We found these salt and pepper shakers that my mom had took from a restaurant. And I was like, oh, that's right, that was from that restaurant, because during dinner I said, man, we got to get some. I love these salt and pepper shakers, you twist them, they're great. And I got home and they're laying on my table.
There you go. You're welcome, son.
Yeah, exactly. And then she did that for nutcrackers. We went to what is it, Joe's Crab Shack, and you're having the crabs and they have the nutcrackers there.
Yeah,
on my table. I'm like, mom, what is this? You said you liked them. I grabbed them. Well, you can't grab things.
But it's so matter of fact that they just like, well, what's the problem?
Exactly. So
don't treat me like it's stealing.
Yeah. So we were moving. I'm like, packets. Well, those are good nutcrackers. I will hold on to that. You know what I mean? I like the salt shakers too. Thanks, mom. You know, she's passed now 22 years. It's like, all right, you left me something. Thank you.
Oh, don't say I didn't leave you anything. Yeah. My mom is bad with any magazines that are in waiting rooms. I tend to have to go, put it down. What are you doing? And she's like, I'm not done reading the article. So she'll like pick it up and take it with her. I'm like, but it's not yours. She's like, but I'm not done reading it.
You mean she's taking it with her, like to the exam room from the waiting room to read it?
I'm saying like, thanks, have a good day. She's taking it with her.
To go home. Oh, okay.
Mama J.
To the car, because she's not done reading the article. Or she'll just go and rip something out if she likes it.
Oh, she'll just take the page? She's giving herself a parting gift there. I want the magazine.
I think it's, honest to God, she just, it's, that's what it's there for, right? Yeah. Isn't that what it's there for? And most of us look at our phones, right? So those magazines are kind of there for mama's generation who don't find fun things to do on their phone while they're waiting. So they have these magazines. Now I know why there's very few left.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even mind. She wants that parting gift. She wants that magazine so much. So be it for Mama J. But pulling out the page, that's an issue with me. Because if I sit down in the waiting room and then I'm like, all right, where's 13? Where's page 13? We just went from 11 all the way to 17.
Where's the cucumber salad recipe?
That magazine promised me. Talking about how our moms would grab stuff in restaurants or offices. My mom grabbed nutcrackers for me, salt and pepper, just because I made the comment while we were eating.
Yeah.
Oh, those look nice. I really like those. And they'd wind up on my table. How about you? Did your mom or dad, or maybe you got that aunt, uncle, maybe grandparents that just grab things and
like
you get
sugar packets or something?
585-252-WB. What are they grabbing? Mama J grabs magazines.
Yeah. Just if she's not done reading them.
Okay. I want a parting gift. The magazine, please. On the Donut Slide text line, though, someone said, why don't you take a picture of the article for?
Yeah, she texter says, hey, just tell her to take a picture of the article or the page on her phone. Well, that's the problem is mama never has her phone. She leaves it by her chair at home. She does, well, what do I need my phone for?
Exactly.
Anybody calls me, I'll just call them back later. That's the problem, right?
My mom was not alone. Your mom is not alone. Other moms just grab things when you're out and about.
Yeah, this texter says, my mom used to take the little cups that they put dipping sauce and dressings in. She would ask for a to-go box and then put her leftovers in there and then just stick all the cups in there too. And they said they're not the plastic ones. Also, those little square containers that the sugar packets went in.
Oh, my.
The little ceramic. And this texture says we still have a couple in our cupboards.
Yeah, yeah. Memory of mom, right? Yeah, that shit makes you smile. Even though my mom would take things all the time. I was so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. But I still have some of them. I'm like, ah, oh, the memories of my mom. I get it now. Evan, one of our Rock the Eclipse winners, said his mom keeps grabbing baby clothes anytime she sees them. We keep telling her, hey, stop. Because the worst part is we've got these toddler clothes and our son's only 10 months old. Mom's just prepping you. He'll grow into it eventually.
Hang on to those for 3 or 4
years. Exactly. She's thinking ahead. Right.
This texter goes, hey, my mom would take crossword puzzles from People Magazine. LOL.
Yes.
Yeah, you just hear this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. All right, let's go. Did you just rip that? Let's go.
Yeah.
This texter's mom was always taking stuff. I always begged her, please, we don't need any more things at home. And she would just tell me to shush. One day I remember being at a restaurant. We were getting a box of leftovers and she wasn't taking anything. I asked her why. And she said, I don't have a big enough purse to take anything today.
That is funny. Because it just flipped. No, stop, stop. And oh, what? You're not? Oh, yeah, well, I don't have my big purse.
What about this coffee mug, Mom? No, yeah, exactly. No.
This napkin dispenser looks really nice.
Dispenser. Another texter says my mom would, grandma, excuse me, would just dump in the sugar packets, the jelly containers. My mom, you'd open up the fridge. There's the ketchup. There's the mustard. There's the jelly containers. And I'd be like, Mom, I need some jelly. And here came the little packet.
You know, they're just giving these away for free at the restaurants.
Exactly. I got 132. Morning Coffee Club. We're getting ready for the big solar eclipse on Monday. They're saying we're going to be close to 60. At least partly sunny. And hopefully for that eclipse, it's perfectly sunny at that moment. But high near 60, that's going to be great.
Not too shabby.
No, compared to a day like today, we're loving it. That's coming up Monday, 92.5 WBEE.
Hey, Bo, we have Rhonda on line 4. Her mom was also known for snagging things from places.
Oh, really? What did Mama take?
Back in the 80s, restaurants used to have live plants in there. You know? My mother would take clippings or pull the babies out and shove them in her purse.
Yes.
Yeah, she could go home, stick them in something, and start her own plant.
She did. We had a lot of plants from McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. I mean, oh my God. She even took some from Ponderosa. It's like, Jesus. It was terrible. It's like, Mom, you're going to get caught.
What a creative mom. Get her own green thumb gardening going with the help of restaurants.
Yes. It was hilarious, but embarrassing at the same time.
I've seen people on TikTok do that at the garden center at different, you know, big box stores. They just take the babies to take home and propagate.
They pinch off the little babies off the plants and nobody will notice. And in their purse or pocket they go.
And what was your mom's name?
Carol.
Carol started it all.
Yep.
TikTok trender 30 years ago. She started it all.
Carol the influencer.
I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.